What the Human Rights Commission also did was to have an officer who was, that officer was the focal point for the TRC recommendations. You know, Sierra Leone had a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and there were recommendations which have been followed up by the commission. So we got the same person to like bring together the UPR and the TRC recommendations. Because what is important is that in the UPR, there was a recommendation that says government of Sierra Leone should implement in full the TRC recommendations. Several countries recommended that the TRC recommendation should be implemented by government as part of the UPR. So we had that, and every time we had a dissemination or we had outreach programs, there would always be a space for the UPR. We would always find a space to talk about the UPR in all the activities of the commission. We had a midterm review last year in September, and we did the matrix, and what we discovered was that a lot of policies were in the in progress or were in the process of being implemented, or things were in progress but nothing concrete on the ground. And then what we also noticed was that there was no mechanism on the follow-up of the implementation of the recommendations. And most people had even forgotten, particularly the MDAs, had even forgotten about the UPR. We had to like educate them again as to what the UPR was. But what was important was that we set up a national coordinating committee for the UPR, which is chaired by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and has membership of the Attorney General's office and all the relevant MDAs, ministries and agencies that have something to do with the recommendations. They are all members of the follow-up committee, and we share the matrix with all of them so that at a regular interval, they would come and update this committee as to the progress in the implementation. But like I said this morning, the UPR is a state-led process. And what we have noticed is that the government, instead of leading the process, they are relying on the Human Rights Commission to keep reminding them about the process. It's not discussed at high level, at cabinet level, where the majority of the decisions have to be taken. The functionaries, what they did was assign functionaries to the coordinating committee who do not have like any powers or authority to take concrete decisions. So we've recommended at that meeting that the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who is hosting the committee, should raise this up at the cabinet level where all the ministers are, and it should be like an agenda item so that the process would be discussed. Because we told them that if you do not start this process, you would be embarrassed at the second cycle. And I think they are taking it seriously based on the embarrassment they got at the ICCPR, where there was no planning, no representation, and it looked bad for the government. So that's where we are so far on the UPR. I hope we would, with the Ebola and everything, I hope we would kickstart the process as soon as possible for the second cycle. Because like Josh told us, we have to now start the preparation stage. And if we don't start now in 2014, by the mid-2015, we have to submit 8 months before the stakeholders' report, 4 months before the state's report. We are really behind schedule. Thank you.